Ganoshtish for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, if you love craft beers and you love skiing, this is an event you want to mark on your calendar, or if you just simply have cabin fever. But we're taking cabin fever to a new level. It's about having the fever, the cabin fever, to build a new cabin at Eagle Crest. And so joining us now to talk about the Pour the Love fundraiser, we have Megan Chambers with Forbidden Peak Brewery, Evan Wood with Devil's Club Brewing, and then we also have Dave Scanlon, who is Eagle Crest General Manager. So, Megan, for a moment, if you don't mind, can we rewind the tape back to last year when the breweries teamed up to raise money for the Haines landslide disaster? I mean, that was a pretty impressive fundraiser, as I recall.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us, and we're thrilled to bring it back and to honor the success of last year's event, which we've got to give big props to Andy Klein, who was one of the main organizers of the very first Pour the Love event. All four Juno breweries came together for the first time ever in support of Haines and the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation in response to that extreme weather event. So we were thrilled to partner and to do an event that utilized both to-go and on-site options, and then to donate all the proceeds over to the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation to help with operations post that landslide.
That's really impressive, especially in the time of COVID, where it's kind of harder to get things organized and you don't have kind of the social connections you normally do. So how much did you ultimately wind up raising and then leveraging with that money?
We raised $18,000 locally, so amongst Junoites and then anyone else from out of town who participated online, purchased passports and T-shirts, and then the Rasmussen Foundation matched for a total of $36,000 that year, which was awesome.
That is $36,000. That's really impressive. So, Evan, I want to ask you about the potential for this year. What kind of a goal have the four breweries set?
Sure. Yeah, thanks. We're not overly optimistic that we'll have as much success raising money as we did for our neighbors over in Haines, because that was a real heartfelt and unique response that the community had. But we're hoping to raise $10,000 this year to get enough money to finalize the construction of a new cabin up at Eagle Crest.
So I wanted to ask you, Dave Scanlon, who's the manager for Eagle Crest, I mean, how much does it cost to put in one of these cabins?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rhonda. So this has kind of been a that we're repurposing something that many people forgot about. So we're doing a really neat renovation on the old Tubing Park storage cabin. So it's kind of a utilitarian building, but really in a perfect location, right next to the Porcupine area, just steps off of the parking lot. So we've kind of secretly been working on this behind the scenes, and then was just thrilled when Evan and Megan and Sky and the folks from the breweries reached out with this idea of raising some funds to help with a cabin project. And so this just kind of popped right to mind as a natural fit. You know, we've made a lot of progress kind of secretly, as we know the Junoites are really passionate about their cabins, and the funding that they're hoping to raise through this effort, I think will get us across the finish line and finish our renovation. So this is going to be similar to an Eagle Beach cabin. We're hoping to have it be as close to ADA accessible as we can. Be great for families with little kiddos that like to travel with a lot of supplies for their little kiddos and want to get out and do something fun. And we're hoping to have electricity in the cabin and everything. So this is going to be a fun thing for the community, as we learned just not that we had any doubt prior to the Hilda Dam cabin, but we've learned firsthand just how much demand and how passionate Juno is about their backcountry cabins.
That is really great that you don't have to totally start from scratch, because that would be a lot more expensive. So maybe this will work. If they can raise at least $10,000, they'll be able to get this all fixed up. When would you anticipate that cabin being available?
You know, we're cautiously optimistic that we'll be ready for early to mid-summer launch. We've gotten a decent amount of work done, so that's kind of what we're targeting in on, you know, just capitalizing on the summer months when people are wanting to be out romping around and camping and hiking and be able to put something new and exciting out there for everybody.
Well, you mentioned the porcupine area, so now I understand why on the poster that promotes this, and it is a really cool poster of a bear and a porcupine exchanging some brews around a campfire that's outside a cabin. I just love that artwork, but I guess this artwork does figure into the fundraiser. Do you want to explain, Megan?
Yeah, sorry, unmuted myself there. Jessica Hanlon is a local artist. She owns Frost and Fur, a screen printing company, so many Junoites will probably recognize her work. So she did the artwork for us this year. We love it. She said it's what she imagined happens at the cabins when we're not there. All the animals are hanging out using the sites, which I think is awesome. The artwork, at least a black and white version of the artwork, will be on a stainless steel carabiner camp mug. So everyone who purchases a passport online and turns it in the month-long time frame they have to complete the beer passport will get one of these stainless steel mugs when they turn it in, which is their reward for doing it, and they can take it up to the new cabin.
So Megan mentioned passports. Evan, how does this work with your passports? Because it's not like you buy tickets, but you buy an opportunity to go out and try different beers. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the idea. So we've done a couple of these passport programs before, and people really like them. They're just a fun way to get out, get around town, go check out everything that's going on at each brewery. And so when you purchase a ticket, you can bring in your proof of purchase, and you can exchange that for a passport, which is this fun little book. Every brewery has a stamp, and so you go to each brewery, get a stamp, and it'll also give you the opportunity to try one of these specialty beers that each brewery is releasing for the event. And the non-beer drinkers, there's also non-alcoholic options, and there's no purchase of anything necessary to get your stamp. We just want to get people out and about coming in. And there's also going to be to-go options available for those beers as well. If people want to stay at home and try the beers there, they're more than welcome to do that as well. And then once you get all your stamps, you get to exchange it for that really cool carabiner mug. And Eagle Crest also was kind enough to add some other incentives to all the participants, because everybody knows that the cabins go quick when they come for sale. So we wanted to give people a little bit of an added bonus for participating and helping the cabin get made. So we're going to raffle off the first night free at the cabin for one of the participants, and then another 20 additional preemptive booking opportunities. So we'll contact 20 people before the sales go online and allow them to book whatever weekend night they want ahead of time. So you don't have to be sitting there hitting reload when the cabin becomes available. And so those extra incentives are going to be a really cool, exciting way to hopefully get more people excited about helping the cabin get made.
Dave, imagine being the first in the cabin. What is that person going to get to experience? What view will they have? And what kind of a mood will be in the cabin?
Yeah, so there's going to be great views. There's going to be a nice big deck on the front of the cabin, so a great spot to watch the sunset. So you're going to be looking up the Fish Creek Valley at the High East Peak and the East Bowl Chutes and the Hilda Valley. It's just a great view, looking over the Porcupine Slopes, and I think a lot of people are going to enjoy the deck space as well, so they can really kind of immerse themselves in the noise of the little creek that runs behind the cabin and just all the noises and smells of being up there on the mountain.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. That is a wonderful incentive that you're offering. So I have to ask about the beers, because for beer lovers, this event is an incentive in and of itself to go out and enjoy some. Are there special brews that are made for this event, just particularly for the event, or are they just other brews that you have in stock or you bring them out just for this?
Every brewery is brewing a beer specifically for the event and releasing it on the first night of the event, which is the first Friday of February, so February 4th. Devil's Club is going to be brewing a blueberry pastry stout. So it's going to be a stout with blueberries and some other pastry type additions to make it nice and flavorful. Alaskan Brewing is bringing back a favorite, oatmeal stout. Long forlorn to have returned. Everyone's going to be very excited to get oatmeal stout back in the rotation. And then Barnaby Brewing is going to be releasing a barrel-aged barley wine, a nice, rich, strong beer. And then I'll let Megan speak for Forbidden Peak.
We have a Scotch barrel-aged imperial stout that we'll be releasing. We're super excited. It will be our first barrel-aged beer that goes out to the public. We've been sitting on quite a few barrels for a while, and so we're excited to finally release that.
This is a really interesting business model, aside from a fundraiser, where you have four entities that are competitors, maybe. I don't know if you consider yourself competitors, but going in together, do you find that because you do this together, that you actually wind up generating more long-term business after the fundraiser?
Yeah, I wouldn't say any of us consider each other competitors. It's been a really collaborative and welcoming atmosphere. Forbidden Peak is the newest brewery amongst the four, so we were lucky to have such a welcoming community when we opened. Although Pour the Love is the first time all four Juno breweries have sponsored an event by themselves together, it's not the first time we've collaborated, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that we all do to help each other amongst supply shortages and getting beer up to festivals and down to the rest of the United States. So we're always super happy to have a chance to work together.
So, Evan, do you think that lifting all boats, so to speak, helps all of you at the same time?
For sure. No, but I passionately believe that. And I think it's also, you know, Juno as a town certainly has a tendency to get stuck in their little corners. And so it's also a really cool opportunity for the regular patrons of the Valley Brewery, like Forbidden Peak, to have an excuse to come downtown. It's not that hard to find parking. You'll figure it out and try some downtown brews, and likewise for the other way around. And so it's just a great opportunity to get everybody kind of swapping around town and trying out the other places and sharing the same thing that we all like, which is tasty, tasty beers.
And just really quick, Evan, how has everybody been doing it, sort of, because we're now going on our third year of COVID. How are the breweries in general weathering this?
Well, we're getting used to it. We actually realized, I was talking with my other co-owners yesterday, and we realized that we've just passed the threshold. We've been open longer in COVID than out of COVID. So this is officially the norm. So we're making it through. It's been a struggle. We're really hoping that things will continue to turn around, because the past couple of years have been a big time challenge. But there's hopefully continually little glimmers of light at the end of the tunnel.
And if you get that new cabin built, everybody will feel a lot of glimmering and joy. So, all right. Thanks so much, the three of you. Just quickly, Megan, before we leave, you want to let people know where to go if they want more information?
Yeah, you can visit any of our websites or links in our social media pages. Our tickets are hosted through Brown Paper Tickets, so ultimately you'll purchase your passport through there. And then the event officially begins on Friday, February 4th.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing what the final number is, and I hope you meet and not just meet your goal, but beat your goal. So good luck with that. Thanks so much for joining us. We've had Megan Chambers with us, Evan Wood, and Dave Scanlon. Thank you.
Thank you.